This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 24. Mr. Bear Catches Old Mr. Bullfrog. "Well, Uncle Remus," said the little boy, counting to see if he hadn't lost a marble somewhere, "the bear didn't catch the rabbit after all, did he?"
"No, you're talking, honey," replied the old man, his earnest face breaking up into little eddies of smiles. "No, you're talking show. 'Tain't been pruned into no brer bar fur to cotch brer rabbit. It's sort of like setting a mule fur to trap a hummingbird. The brer bar, he took and got himself into some mo' trouble, which it looked like it mighty easy. If folks could make the living longer getting into trouble," continued the old man, looking curiously at the little boy, "old Miss Favors wouldn't be bothering your ma for to borrow a cupful of sugar every now and then. And it looked like to me that I knows a nigger that wouldn't be squat round year making these year fish baskets."
"How did the bear get into more trouble, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy.
"Natural, honey. Brer Bar, he took a notion that old Brer Bullfrog was the man what fooled him, and he say that he'd come up with him if it was a year afterwards. But 'twa'n't no year, and 'twa'n't no month, and more'n that, it wa'n't scarcely a week, when by and by, one day Brer Bar was going home from to take another bee tree, and lo and beholds, who should he see but old Brer Bullfrog sitting out on the edge of the mud muddle fast asleep. Brer Bar drop his axe, he did, and crope up, and retch out with his paw, and scoop old Brer Bullfrog in just this-a-way." Here the old man used his hand ladle fashion by way of illustration. "He scoop him in, and dar he was. When Brer Bar got his clampers on him good, he sat down and talked at him. 'Howdy, Brer Bullfrog, howdy. And how are your family?' 'I hope they are well, Brer Bullfrog, 'cause this day you got some business with me what'll last you a mighty long time.' Brer Bullfrog, he dunno what to say. He dunno what's up. He don't say nothing. Old Brer Bar, he keep running on. 'You're the man what took and fooled me about Brer Rabbit t'other day. You had your farm, Brer Bullfrog, and now I get mine.' Then Brer Bullfrog, he began to get scared, he did, and he up and say, 'What I been doing, Brer Bar? How I been fooling you?' Then Brer Bar laugh and make like he dunno, but he keep on talking. 'Oh, no, Brer Bullfrog, you ain't the man what stick your head up out of the water and tell me Brer Rabbit done gone on by. Oh, no, you ain't the man. I'm bound you ain't. 'Bout that time you was at home with your family where you always is. I dunno where you was, but I knows where you is, Brer Bullfrog, and it's you and me for it. After the sun goes down this day, you don't fool no mo' folks going along this road.' Course, Brer Bullfrog don't know what Brer Bar driving at, but he knows something had to be done, and that mighty soon, 'cause Brer Bar begun to snap his jaws together and foam at the mouth, and Brer Bullfrog holler out, 'Oh, pray, Brer Bar, let me off this time, and I won't never do so no more. Oh, pray, Brer Bar, do let me off this time, and I'll show you the fattest bee tree in the woods.' Old Brer Bar, he chomp his toofies and foam at the mouth. Brer Bullfrog, he just up and squall, 'Oh, pray, Brer Bar, I won't never do so no more. Oh, pray, Brer Bar, let me off this time.' But old Brer Bar say he gwine to make way with him. And then he sot and study, old Brer Bar did, How are we going to squinch Brer Bullfrog? He know he can't drown him, but he ain't got no fire for to burn him, and he get mighty pestered. By and by, old Brer Bullfrog, he sort of stop his crying and his boo-hooing, and he up and say, "If you're going to kill me, Brer Bar, carry me out there to that big flat rock out there on the edge of the mill pond where I can see my family. And after I see them, then you can take your axe and squish me." This looks so fair and square that Brer Bar, he agree, and he take the old Brer Bullfrog by one of his behind legs and sling his axe on his shoulder. And off he put for the big flat rock. When he get there, he lay Brer Bullfrog down on the rock, and Brer Bullfrog make like he looking round for his folks. Then Brer Bar, he draw a long breath and pick up his axe. Then he spit in his hands and draw back and come down on the rock. Pow!
"Did he kill the frog, Uncle Remus?"
asked the little boy, as the old man paused to scoop up a thimbleful of glowing embers in his pipe. "'Deed and dat he didn't, honey. 'Twixt the time when Brer Bar raise up wid his axe, and when he come down wid it, old Brer Bullfrog, he lipped up and dove down in de mill pond, kerblink, kerblunk. And when he was way out in the pond, he riz a-singin', and dish here's the song what he sang.
Ingle go jang, my joy, ingle go jang, my joy. I'm right at home, my joy, ingle go jang, my joy."
"That's a mighty funny song," said the little boy.
"Funny now, I speck," said the old man, "which weren't funny in them days, and wouldn't be funny now if folks knowed much about the bullfrog language as the Euster, that's what."
End of chapter.